The opening night of the JP Morgan Asset Management Premiership 7 Series at the Rec typified what is great about the short form of the game. Some enthralling encounters between all four sides kept over 4,000 spectators glued to the action, as Bath, London Irish, Harlequins and the Exeter Chiefs all did battle. With the final at the Stoop in 3 weeks' time, Harlequins showed they were in no doubt about their intentions, winning every match, scoring 15 tries and only conceding 3. A hat-trick of those went to Charlie Walker and Ross Chisholm, who told me how pleased he was with the result.
Yeah, it was a good team performance all around. I think we defended really well, which gave you know, guys like me and Charlie a bit more freedom out wide, and you know, it was just a good team performance, and obviously it was just nice to get on the end of a few, you know, set up by the boys. So yeah, it was good performance around, and we're really looking forward to playing at the Stoop in the next round.
The evening concluded with an exceptional final decider between the host Bath and the Exeter Chiefs. The Chiefs posted the win, but points difference denied them the bigger victory, Bath getting through to the finals on points difference. Bath back rower Will Skews was keen to tell me how they need to improve next time out.
We were definitely more exposed in the 15s game. Skills have to be sharper, defence has to be much sharper. It's got to be a lot more communication. Just a lot of chat from the boys, just real, real hard work. Working for each other is what I think kept us in it, kept us in it to the end there. And the win against Irish and that close loss, just hard work for each other, really.
The tournament marches on to Franklin's Gardens next week, where Saracens will defend their title against the likes of Gloucester, Northampton and London Wasps, where the fans of all four clubs can look forward to more fantastic Premiership Sevens action.